This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. If law is to protect society, it's an interesting thing to examine how states regard the protection of life or how governments deprive the status of life from certain persons. Two U.S. states sit at opposite poles regarding life rights in abortion. Louisiana has crafted the most pro-life laws. Washington State has crafted the most abortion-friendly laws. 2 days before the D.C. March, the March for Life in Olympia, Washington, is next Tuesday, the day after Martin Luther King celebrations. When convicted abortionist Kermit Gosnell was indicted for murder, his grand jury had pointed out that the Pennsylvania agency under Pedro Cortes had more damning information than anyone else. The Pennsylvania Department of State ignored or closed multiple cases without investigation. Now, Governor-elect Tom Wolf is under fire for wanting to reappoint Secretary Pedro Cortes to his previous position. This is Life News Radio. Anytime Christians have made a difference in the world, it has been through prayer and even fasting. I suppose we could wait for the invitation to such prayer that overt persecution might offer, but wouldn't that simply be selfish? Pray, and maybe even give up some food. To bring a culture of life. The pink pro-abortion tennis shoes of former Texas gubernatorial candidate Wendy Davis have been replaced with pro-life footwear by her replacement in the Texas State Senate. Senator Connie Burton kicked off a firestorm among mostly abortion-friendly non-Texans over wearing leather boots emblazoned with Stand for Life at her swearing-in ceremony Tuesday. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.